Well, the way it would work is simply those organizations, that those industries that we regulate, which are restaurants and movie theaters and carts, they can still sell 32 ounces of a sugar drink to you, but they'd have to put it in two containers. And the idea here is you tend to eat all the food in the container in front of you. If it's a bigger container, you'll eat more. If somebody put a smaller glass or plate or bowl in front of you, you would eat less. And at this point, there's an epidemic in this country of people being overweight, bordering on obesity. The number of percentage of the population that's obese is skyrocketing. In New York City alone, the number of deaths from smoking has declined so much and the number of deaths from obesity has gone up so much, those two are about to cross. We're going to have more deaths from obesity than from smoking. We've got to do something about it. Everybody's wringing their hands saying, got to do something. Well, here is a concrete thing. You can still buy large bottles in stores, but in a restaurant, 16 ounces is the maximum that they would be able to serve in one cup. If you want to order to two cups at the same time, that's fine. It's your choice. We're not taking away anybody's right to do things. We're simply forcing you to understand that you have to make the conscious decision to go from one cup to another cup. Keep in mind, 30 years ago, 6.5 ounces was the size of all soda drinks in bottles in your machines. When I was a kid, Coke came in 6.5 ounces, Pepsi came in 6.5 ounce bottles. Today, typical one is 12 ounces, and a lot of people now 16 ounces.